Yeah.
It looks so empty.
Yeah. Well, I'll start laundry if you
could just...
Sounds
empty, too.
Right. So we let the lawn go for a week, and I think it's
wait,
about...
Just wait a minute.
What is it?
I just need a minute.
You aren't going to start crying again, are you?
No. Maybe.
Heather is fine.
I know.
She isn't gone. She's at college.
I know.
We took her there, remember? You were in the car at the time.
Yes.
And you promised me you got the tears out when we said goodbye outside the student union. She made it clear you were not to cry, especially in front of large public buildings.
I'm in private now.
Please, Bob.
I'm not gonna cry.
Good. So I'll get started on the laundry, and
you get... I just need a minute, that's all. I mean, this is a pretty big step.
It is. Only child, off to college.
Empty nest.
Right. So how about we comfort ourselves with the mundane tasks of housekeeping?
I just need a minute.
What for? Her room is going to be here. You can come back anytime. Light a candle. Leave an unblemished sacrifice.
You're making fun of me.
A little. Our daughter just went to college, Bob. Not the French Foreign Legion. We'll see her at Thanksgiving. Bob, we have to...
Seriously? Can you not give me a minute?
Okay. I miss her too, you know.
Of course.
The whole house seems too quiet. That's why I want to get busy cleaning it. It's my therapy.
I know, and I appreciate it.
And it's going to be a heck of a lot easier now without Hurricane Heather messing things up.
Carolyn.
Don't give me that look. Our daughter is beautiful, smart, and accomplished in so many ways. But she was a complete slob. Took after you.
Carolyn.
You know I'm right. The muddy soccer cleats in the living room, the dirty dishes hidden in here.
She did not hide those.
I bought new glasses, thinking we'd broken them all. Then I found 7 in here, mostly under laundry. 7.
Like I said, she didn't hide them. They just ended up under some clothes she tossed around.
Right. Laundry, which she did not take care of, so when she was out of things to wear, she...
What? She what?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, I know what you were going to say. You were going to say she raided your closet.
So, it's true.
I think it's a compliment.
I know you do.
Your teenage daughter liked your clothes. That sounds like a compliment.
I think she mostly wore them ironically. Like the day she took your favorite shirt for Spirit Week.
I took that as a compliment.
It was for Nerd Day. She wore your shirt along with a pair of dollar store glasses with tape on the bridge. Of course you took that as a compliment.
Well, now what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't.
Come on, Bob.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about why you're so upset Heather has gone off to college.
Oh, all right, Doctor. Why am I so upset?
Because you've lost your number one cheerleader.
What?
You know what I mean.
I really don't.
Come on, Bob. I mean, I accepted the fact that she was closer to you than me a long time ago. I figured it was a good thing. They say a girl's relationship with her father is very important. She always came to you for advice, always came to you first when she got some ribbon or award. She wanted to please you. The male ego loves that kind of thing, especially when it's coming from a teenage girl.
What?
You know it's true.
The male ego.
You know what I mean. She doted on you. You enjoyed it.
Oh, and that's due to the male ego, huh? Boy, that subscription to Cosmo.com is just paying off, isn't it?
It's true.
Well, maybe it is, but while we're on the subject, let's talk about your female ego and your difficulty dealing with Heather after she started to grow up.
What?
Started when she was, what, about 17? Skin had cleared up, she was more comfortable with herself. and suddenly you had another female in your territory.
Ugh, that's ridiculous.
Another younger female.
Ugh, you're being gross.
No more gross than you were. No more gross than you were when you grounded her for that party dress or the screaming matches over her grades.
She had a C in English.
She had a B minus because she had been sick. She was going to make it up. She did make it up.
We were just going through a rough patch.
Right, right. A rough patch from 7th grade until 24 hours ago. The question was, why were you going through that rough patch? And why did that rough patch just happen to coincide with puberty and adolescence?
Now I know you're being gross, and it's giving me a headache. Ugh.
What are you doing?
What does it look like? I had a Tylenol in here somewhere.
Got two?
Get your own. This is my emergency supply.
Come on, Carolyn. I have a splitter coming on.
Bathroom's just down the hall. There's plenty in there.
Fine. Do you want one?
I know I have one in here somewhere.
Just get one from the bathroom. Relax.
Do not tell me to relax.
What's that?
Nothing.
Were those paint chips?
I know I saw a Tylenol.
Carolyn, were those paint chips?
I saw it just the other day.
But... those were paint chips. You're thinking of redecorating.
So? I'm always thinking of redecorating.
You're thinking you aren't thinking. Carolyn!
Now, calm down.
You're thinking of painting Heather's room.
Would you please not say that like you're accusing me of a war crime?
I don't believe this.
Bob.
How long have you had those? What are the colors? Let me see.
Bob, please. It's not what you think.
Oh, it's exactly what I think. You're going to paint Heather's room. Let me guess, it's the craft room idea again, isn't it? You want to wipe out our daughter's home so you can cross-stitch.
Calm down, please.
I won't. I can't believe this. You said yourself she's going to be home for Thanksgiving. Where's she going to sleep now?
She'll sleep in her room, of course.
Oh, right. On a blow-up bed, crammed in the corner between your cutting table and your new loom. You just couldn't wait to get rid of her, could you?
I am not trying to get rid of our daughter.
Okay. I'm calming down.
Thank you.
And since I'm calming down, I would like to ask you a question, calmly.
Fine. Go ahead.
Carolyn, do you have those paint swatches because you're thinking of repainting this room? Just answer the question, please. I asked it calmly.
Okay. Yes.
I see. Were there other changes you were planning to make, or was this going to go on being Heather's room, only a different color? And once again, I am being calm.
Well, nothing is set in stone, of course.
Sure.
Still at the planning stages.
Of course. Just answer the question. Was this going to go on being Heather's room?
Well, it will always be Heather's room, in a sense.
Ugh!
Bob, come on!
I don't believe you!
Just stop. What did you want? A shrine?
I guess. For a little while, yeah. I mean, she just left. Leaving her room the same initially would make her feel closer.
We have to move on.
What?
Our daughter has left home. There are things we need to do now. Things we need to get ready for.
Oh, like your dream craft room?
I never said anything about a craft room. You keep bringing that up.
I don't believe it. Well, at least I now know I wasn't imagining things.
What do you mean?
What I said just a minute ago. You felt threatened by Heather and you wanted her gone.
I did not.
Then explain why you're trying to eradicate all signs of her existence. She's only been out of the house 3 days.
We need this space.
Take the living room. Take the old back porch.
What? It's freezing back there.
Ah, so it is about a craft room.
Quit talking about a craft room. This isn't about that. It isn't even really about my relationship with Heather. So before you go accusing me of anything, how about you look in the mirror, Buster?
What are you talking about?
Just what I said a minute ago. You've lost your biggest cheerleader and it's making you feel... old.
What? No.
It is. Children grow up, Bob. She's not your little girl anymore.
I know that.
You're only saying that because you know you're supposed to. You've always seen Heather as a little girl, frozen in time at age 10. You probably think she's still a virgin.
What?
Uh-huh. I thought so.
What are you... You can't be... Who?
She had a boyfriend for 6 months.
She did?
Yes. The kid with the black fingernails and the vampire clothes.
The goth kid? I thought he was gay.
Of course you thought that. That's the only way you could handle the situation.
Carolyn, he wore a shirt with ruffles down the front.
Well, okay, you got me there.
But he wasn't her boyfriend, was he? All they did was go to dances and movies.
And out to eat, and to hang out with friends, and they did it all together. Boyfriend.
Oh, I don't believe it. What the hell was his name again? Trevor?
I believe he preferred Nightshade.
Oh, he's going to prefer my fist upside his head when I get a hold of him.
Are you actually going to contact that boy now? This was over ages ago.
Heather would have told me.
No, she wouldn't. She knew you'd react just like this.
Oh, and how exactly do you know that they
She came to me for help.
Help? What happened? What did he do to her?
Nothing. Or at least nothing she didn't want him to.
Oh my God, where is that Tylenol?
She was a little late that month, and they weren't exactly careful the first time.
The first time?
So I took care of it. I made sure she knew we did not approve, but that she was old enough to make her own decisions, and as long as she was careful, we weren't going to tell her how to live her life.
And careful meant total abstinence, right?
No. It meant a trip to the drugstore and a little refresher on the talk.
I should have given her the talk.
Your version of the talk would have involved firearms and jujitsu.
Well, still, you should have told me.
You would have overreacted.
How do you know?
Because you're overreacting now. She's grown up, Bob. She can legally vote and will probably illegally drink, given she's at college now. And as much as you hate the idea, there still could be boys. And here, I found the Tylenol.
Thank you. God, I do feel old.
Well, you are not allowed to be old just yet.
Well, what does that mean?
There is something else I need to show you. Here.
What is this?
What does it look like? It's a pregnancy test.
Oh. Why are there two bunny rabbits on it?
I think the company's trying to be cute. People got tired of the little pink lines, so they replaced them with cartoon animals. Two bunnies means pregnant, a bunny and a squirrel means maybe, a bear means nope.
That's good branding.
I know, right?
So, what's the story? How'd this happen?
The story? Well, once upon a time, there was a little boy who was afraid of vasectomies, and a little girl who thought she was starting menopause, but she was really, really wrong.
So, you're?
Yes.
We're going to...
Uh-huh.
But aren't you 38?
Thanks, Bob. But I've already been to the doctor, and he says everything looks fine.
Fine. So the paint swatches were for this room?
Yes. We're going to need to redo this room because we need the space.
Oh. Does Heather know?
Yes, and she's thrilled for us. Told me to pack her stuff into boxes and paint away.
She's a good kid.
Yeah.
So we're starting over.
Yes.
From scratch. From the very beginning.
Yes, these things do have to go in a certain order.
You're okay with this? The whole pregnancy, morning sickness, the bladder kicks in the middle of the night? And if you're, what, a few weeks along?
Something like that.
That means you'll be ready to burst during the hot months. You remember how miserable you were last time.
Yeah, well, there are things I don't exactly look forward to, but overall I'm feeling resilient.
Resilient?
Yeah, resilient, full of resolve. I can do this. I mean, look how awesome a job we did last time.
Yeah, and when she's home, free babysitting.
Oh no, I am not letting Hurricane Heather anywhere near my child.
Well, maybe she'll grow up a little at college.
Let us hope so. Bob?
Yeah, Carolyn?
You okay?
I'm okay, just... wow.
Wow.
Wow. What if it's a boy?
Oh, that'd be nice. Someone to spoil, someone to dote on me, someone to shout, "Hi, Mom!" into the camera. After he wins the Super Bowl!
Well, I suppose I should limber up my arms so I can teach him to play football.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about it?
Yeah, he'll be 60 when he graduates from high school. And besides, Heather can teach him.
Heather?
She throws a beautiful spiral, remember? After all, she was practically raised by her daddy.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay, then. One more time around.
This has been Heather's Room. Written by Jeffrey Adams. That's Justin Kaplan. Big hand for Justin. And of course, Karen Schickel.